During the Roman period, the Danube coast, with its hinterland, including the area between Petr Timok and the Danube, formed a single entity with its specific requirements within the development of the Roman Empire. The first contacts of the Romans with these areas were in the form of punitive expeditions recorded in connection to the incursions of Celtic and other tribes. However, it was only with the wars of Marcus Licinius Crassus in 28 BC that the areas of the future province of Mysia were annexed to the Roman state, which marked a definitive and important change in the organization of the lives of the tribes that inhabited these areas. The areas between the rivers Tribrica, then Cybris, and Timok, then Timacus, were inhabited by the Mysi, but there were also other tribal groups, Selegri and Timarchi, then Celts, Dacians, and Getae. The ceremonial annexation of these regions to the empire followed in 27 BC, so that in 15 BC a new Roman province of Mysia was formed, which received its independent administration at the time of Claudius. During the early imperial period, the Danube coast, with the hinterland between Sava and Tibrița as a state or provincial border, was strategically and culturally formed into a military and economic entity. Due to the rather unclear and uncertain situation in the Thracian areas and the accompanying presence of the militant Dacian people north of the Danube, two Roman legions were present in Mysia from the very beginning. 4th Scythian and 5th Macedonian. A border formed in this way, with an organized system of defense and a permanent crew, is known as the limes. The border of the Roman Empire, limes, was moved in the year 106, when the Roman Emperor Marcus Ulpius Trajan conquered the area inhabited by the Dacians on the left bank of the Danube. The most significant work of Emperor Trajan on this part of the Danube coast are a 30-mile road through the iron gates of the Danube, which is commemorated by a plaque from the year 100. The construction of a canal near Sipa for the purpose of overcoming the Danube cataracts, which ensured unhindered sailing in this part of the Danube. The construction of a bridge over the Danube, one of the greatest undertakings of the ancient world, for which Apollodorus of Damascus drew up the project. The construction of a series of fortresses and observation posts that made up the defense system of the Roman Empire. The border, limes, became extremely important as the Romans left Dacia in the period of 270 to 272. The Danube then formally became the northern border of the empire, and Diocletian and later Constantine made significant efforts and changes in the organization and concept of defense of this important yet difficult to defend border. This period is represented by a large number of items in the permanent exhibition, the most important of which are a pair of gold opal earrings with image of Medusa, Prachovo, 3rd century, a ceramic plate for fish, Kusiak Pristanište, the 1st and the 2nd century, parts of boats and an altar, Kusiak Pristanište, bronze trigils, Prachovo, the 3rd century, a bronze statuette of naked Neptune in a standing position, Karataš, the 1st and the 2nd century, a gold crucifixion fibula of a hybrid type, Karataš Diana, end of the 3rd and the beginning of the 4th century, a marble icon with a representation of Liber and Libera, Pontis, the 3rd century, a bronze statuette of Mars in a legionnaire's warrior's gear, Karataš, the 2nd and the 3rd century, a bronze silver-plated spoon, Aligial, which is decorated in gold at the bottom with a representation of a rabbit or a squirrel, Dušan Vacrovine, the 2nd and the 3rd century, a find from the sanctuary of Jupiter Dolichenus from Brza Palanka, Roman Ageta, the 1st to the 6th century. To a lesser degree, the ancient period is also represented in the lepidarium located in the courtyard, which contains about 20 items of architectural and sacral plastics. The tombstones, sarcophagi, and architectural elements on display are exhibits from the period of the Roman Empire's rule in these areas.